No. Hey, honey. I was just looking up at the stars. I couldn't sleep. Just memories came back to me in my dream. Do you ever think of the things you might have messed up? How do you get past them? Sometimes I get lost in that feeling. Things I didn't do. Things I could have. Of course you would say that. Not something you always do. Definitely not complaining. But damn. Not gonna make this easy on me, huh? I don't know why I thought it would go my way easily. But yeah. Overthinking things, right? I always tell people they're stupid for doing that. And then when it's me, I freeze up just like they do. Does that make me a hypocrite? Oi, babe. Don't even try that. I'm fine with whatever you say. Holding back or apologizing, that won't do. It doesn't suit someone of your cadence, of your amazing passion. You smell so nice. I could get used to all this. Oi, dumbass. Quit gawking. Eat your breakfast. You been adjusting okay? I know it's late as hell to ask this, but have you been okay? I know this traveling has happened for so long. We haven't been to our bed at home in a long time. But I'd like to think that you being able to nap on my chest isn't half bad. I'll be thankful for one thing then. That somehow, even with me being a stubborn jerk all the time, I managed to get someone who genuinely cares about me. Nah. You little dweeb. Of course I do. And I'd pick you all over again. Sometimes I have weird dreams. Like this world, it isn't the beginning of things. When I look at you, it's like there's an overlap. Like there was another you and another me. It's weird. It makes my head hurt when I think about it too much. Wait, you two. That's an odd coincidence. I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. It's like boxing shadows. You can't really win. Whether it's true or just deja vu, we'll never really know the answer. Because we can't even travel halfway across the continent yet. How are we gonna travel across worlds? What do you think it's like over there, if it exists? In mine, there's weird buildings everywhere. People aren't born different things, they're just different. Different humans. I'd never pick being a lame-ass human to the Dragon King. Of course, I'd find you even as a lame-ass human. Not like it makes me stop being myself. You know? I've been feeling them watching. Those eerie glances, those nasty little intentions, what they tried to do to us last time. Narrowly escaping and all that, anticlimactic as it may have been. I'm glad we didn't end up being put on some experiment or something. I'm sick of being the center of attention in that way. And I'm fine with it in all other ways, but I just don't want it to end up putting us in danger. Yeah. Me thinking ahead. Don't pretend like I don't always. I may seem reckless and like an idiot, but I really do look ahead. I'm not some kind of dumbass. Besides all that, I'm here, aren't I? Isn't that what counts? That you're not alone, and I'm not either. They say that, but my heart aches whenever you get hurt. I don't know if I'm cut out for this, but I know we need to make the journey. It's the promise. 1,000 years, 10,000 years in the making. It sounds so stupid to say it that way. But we gotta see this through. Or else nothing changes. Nothing happens. Life just goes on. Then they win. The big bad guys parading around as if they're the good guys. And I'm not okay with that. Them winning? Hell no. I'd rather eat dirt. Yeah. I'm just not okay with prideful assholes in the way. I say that, but I'm a hypocrite again. Aren't I just another prideful asshole in a different flavor? What am I, babe? What am I really? Got me pinned to something else, huh? Am I really worth your time? Sorry. Just sometimes I think about it in my head. When it feels all muddled and it hurts from thinking about things it feels like I shouldn't know. I feel like I lose a piece of myself. And don't think about it. What a beautiful answer. I mean, better that than going crazy, right? I know they've called me the Mad King before, but I'm not. I've never been. But something tells me dwelling on it might make me. And that's a scary thought. Oi. Enough overthinking then. Fine. I promise I won't dwell on it. Whatever these visions are, they don't need to have any effect on us. And chances are there's someone trying to sabotage us, if anything. Wouldn't be surprised if those bastards upstairs or behind this, whoever is, if anyone, they'll get a nice knuckle sandwich when they're hungry. Of course, that means I won't let them get anywhere near you. I swear to God, I just don't want things done badly. I'm happy for you. You found a sort of peace with things, and so have I. You've helped me with that. My insecurities, they don't feel like such a big thing anymore. I never tackled them since my mom died. I didn't really know my dad like that. I just always felt distant. He was always doing something. And then he was gone. Before I even knew it. But my mom was different. I know I always glaze her, but she was someone who inspired me a lot. And it's the reason why I didn't go crazy. Just like a certain someone. Of course I mean you, dumbass. You saved me when I was at the very edge. Don't you remember? It was hard. So hard. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. That little curse, or whatever you want to call it, nearly ruined me. But what do you know? They didn't prepare for a total bombshell baddie like you to save the day and steal my heart away, I guess. I was convinced I'd be alone forever. Even then, I couldn't lose my mind. God, I feel like it would be easier, but when you came in, you made everything so confident, yet so complicated. Dumbass. It's that genuine feeling when I look into your eyes, when I feel you against me. That's what I live for. And I know, mushy stuff was never my forte, and it isn't gonna suddenly become it. But I love you. And I don't need to elaborate or make it out in some different way. You're wonderful to me. I mean that. I think every day. A lot of things. One thing I never have to feel or think about anymore is being lonely. Because you promised you wouldn't go anywhere. And I believe you. And I'll keep believing you. You hear me? I trust you. Babe, I trust you big time. And just this isn't all. What's that supposed to mean? I mean, if you want to go a little more crazy, then be my guest. But I'll snap you out of it, just like you snapped me. Dumbass. That's not what I meant. Fine. You want to talk all that crap? Then so be it. Alright. No, you can't. You can't do it anymore, dumbass. Keep trying. You're cute. Really, me too? Well, I'll wear that badge with pride. For once. I spend too much time being averse to the word. Thinking I had to be so cool or this or that. Maybe I don't mind. If whatever you find me makes you happy, then count me in. I'm no one's pawn. I'm a dragon king. And I'm your man. You keep smiling like that. And me too. I can't help it. My mind just keeps feeling muddled, but you keep me grounded whenever I feel like it's slipping away. Thank you, babe. Let's stay just like this. We finally got a decent bed. It's not our bed, but decent place to rest. Not that I'm sleepy at all. I'm just going through it, you know? I say that, but that's just a big exaggeration. Look at me. I'm doing just fine. And so are you. They can't stop us. Whoever they end up being. That little incident with the cult was weird. But there's plenty of those. If you have a feeling, we're in their targets. Right in their crosshairs. Who cares? If we have to burn them to the ground, we'd do just that. I ain't afraid of anyone. If they try and lay a finger on you, they won't have a finger anymore. Or an arm for that matter. I know. Hey. How's the chest pillow today? Oh, I guess it wasn't me. It was a little sleepy. You didn't sleep at all, did you? Nightmares kept you up again. Shh, it's okay. You don't have to force it. If I have a good lap pillow and chest pillow, I might as well give you the best I got. Don't you relax. That's it, snuggle even closer. That's it. That's the stuff, honestly. I'm happy it's comforting. Feeling you so close and the fire burning inside you puts my heart at ease. So much so. I'm happy. For the first time. I just want things to be the best they could. I love you. It's never been something I thought I'd be telling someone. It's still a bit surreal to say it. When I feel you so cozy against me, I know it's the right thing. Just relax, okay? Whatever drama is coming, we'll face it head on. And we'll take down those dirty bastards one damn time after. Oh, sorry. I know we were relaxing, but I got a little jumped up and excited. I'm sorry, it's just, I don't want anyone taken away. That smile, right there. I'm way too overprotective, aren't I? Just right? You might be as bad as me. And I love that. I love you. Guess you're possessive of me too, huh? What am I gonna do with you? Now you're just being excessive. I never said I didn't like it, dumbass. Suit yourself then. Just don't be surprised if I kiss you a little more. And if I make those dreams come true, you can't give me that wide-eyed gaze. Because you knew I wouldn't give up until it happened. Dumbass. thought about it a long, long time. What I wanted to do in my life. I daydream about taking down whole kingdoms. And then when I really thought about it, the idea of people running in fear made my heart sink. And I thought, what the hell is wrong with me? I thought my mom twisted me into some weak little... just a weak little man. Without anything, substance or bravery or something. I was blaming all the wrong things. But I realized compassion isn't weakness. Pride and hate is fear. Especially... cruelty. You wouldn't believe that, given our track record. What the Dragon King and his subjects have done. But I snapped out of it. I realized too late. Everything has consequences. Cause and effect, right? So I'm just gonna live a life where there's nothing. No pesky feelings. And make things muddled. Because I don't want to end up like my... like the prophecy. I don't want to end up slain by some stupid hero, let alone my old friend, damn Deku. To think he'd end up like he did. Attack. I'm still salty about that. I know he'll probably seek us out again, but... I'll be damned if I let him get us. Won't. I can't. Baby. I won't let anything or anyone hurt you, you hear me? I love you way too much to ever say goodbye. Even the thought makes me tear up, so please never put yourself in that situation. To risk your life. I know we don't die easy, but that can be a curse as well as a blessing. Stay near me, and I'll make sure no matter who it is, they get taken down if they try and hurt you. And if they think I won't return to being the Mad King again, for the one I love, they're out of their damn minds. Cause I'll kill them all, if that's what it takes. Scary stuff aside. Sorry. I got scared, you know? Makes me shake just thinking about it. You're not allowed to leave me behind, you know? I'm used to being the last one standing, but I don't want to. Doesn't matter if I'm immortal or not. I don't know if I am. Maybe not, but what point is that? If all it does is leave me alone in the end. I don't want to be, if that's the case. Or I want you to be, one or the other. There's no other way. I love you. I love you, and I don't want to say goodbye ever. I'm not gonna let it happen. Maybe that's why I've been on edge so much lately. Because my brain keeps going to nightmares other than those visions of the other world. Thoughts of losing you. They haunt my dreams. You better not betray me, dumbass. Never, ever. Don't you ever let go.